10, 9,
single-digit temperatures and fierce winds made for a cold starting line early Saturday morning. Cross-country skiers in brightly colored spandex stretched their limbs or sprinted to be on time for their race. Pam Faschingbauer of Minocqua prepared for her first ever 54-kilometer classic ski race after overcoming a shoulder injury from last summer.
Last year, I just kept thinking about it. Should I do it? Should I not? Should I do it? Should I not? And I'm thinking, well, I'm not getting any younger. If I'm going to do it, I should do it. So I signed up.
Another first-time Berkey racer, Dale Kicker, says he's in it for the challenge.
The sheer volume of it, the size, it's just... It's the big, kind of the granddaddy of all the races, of course, American Berkey Biner, known for its difficulty and then the distance, the hills, and this year the cold.
As a result of that cold, many racers finished with ice-encrusted beards and clothing. And despite the hard work of trail groomers, skiers like Canadian Zoe Roy say snow conditions were soft and difficult.
Pretty cold, pretty slow. Actually, coming across the lake was super windy. It was wicked.
Roy says her favorite part about skiing the Berkey is the enthusiasm of the bell-ringing crowds. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.